Hello,
Hello,
hello, hello.
what's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay, cool.
All right, I'm gonna cut this part off and then I'll just start like, let's go.
Okay,
you ready? All right.
No.
Let's. Let me do it again.
Wait, no. No. How the fuck are you gonna ask me are you ready and then not let me answer you?
Oh, I thought you said yeah.
No, go ahead.
All right, we'll just keep this all in. Let's go. Episode 42, right?
Yep.
Let's go. We're back, baby. And Sebastian picked the topic for today. Do you want to tell everybody what it is?
I was actually going to tell you if you wanted to take this one in your hands.
I can't believe
dude,
you.
I'm exhausted. Like, I literally.
No, go ahead. Tell us.
I was going to say, I was like, I feel so overwhelmed right now.
Is it because it's like the second week of school?
It's just so fucking much, dude. Like, oh, I'm so tired. Like, I feel like my voice is freaking weird. Mm-hmm. I talked today from 10 in the morning, 8 in the morning, till fucking 6 p.m. And I'm just fucking tired.
Why were you there till 6?
Because parents were coming in. The parents for next year are coming in to meet the teachers.
Oh, what the heck? I didn't know that's how it worked.
Yeah, this early. We were all like, we usually do this like a month before.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, dude. I'm just so... I told Monse, because I was talking with her for a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I was like, I feel like I'm going to cry any second. Like, I'm so freaking tired and overwhelmed.
It's okay, Sebastian. Just hang in there, man. You got this.
I'm honestly just over it. But
you're tired of everything?
Yeah, it's just a lot. But I told Monse, I was like, I feel like my voice is going away, and I'm just, like, over it. But
what's yeah, you do sound a little bit gayer today.
Brian, shut up.
I'm just kidding. As well.
But should we talk about TikTok? The topic?
Yeah, I want to talk about it because someone kept posting it on Twitter and like, oh my God, it was blowing up on my Twitter like all day. And this one guy was just like, flowers, 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 mm-hmm, Miley Cyrus, mm-hmm. Flowers. It should be the top trending on Apple, iTunes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who was that guy, Sebastian? Who did that?
Me. So if you don't know, Miley Cyrus released her new single,
mm-hmm,
called Flowers. And it is number one on every single chart.
Mm-hmm.
She's number one in like 30 countries. She has like 70 million streams. And yeah, I'm really fucking excited for her. She deserves it.
I low-key thought she dropped the whole album. I didn't know it was just like a single.
No, it's a single. Her album drops in March.
Mm. But what was the reason for her dropping this song?
Just to drop it?
There wasn't any, like, controversy with it? No. Well, not from her side, but from some other person's side?
That's what I know of. Well, I mean, obviously the music video and the song is towards Liam.
Mm-hmm. And I guess she dropped it on his birthday?
Mm-hmm.
And then the house that she filmed the music video for, I guess Liam, that's where he went to go cheat on her or do whatever he had to do with like 15 other women. When I heard 15, I was like, 15? Dang.
I'm not too sure about that. I think they were saying that that's what it was. Mm-hmm. But I also saw a lot of people saying that those were just lies that people made to make the music
better.
Popular, like, yeah, to give her like exposure.
Yeah,
and so a lot of people are saying that they're lying to like be like, oh my God, did you hear Miley's new song? It's about 14. It's about like the girls that he cheated on with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not. But if it is, honestly, work, because she killed it.
Yeah, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Do you condone cheating?
No,
like for any situation.
No, because if you want to cheat, why are you with the person? Like, if you know, like, if you know it's over, or like, you know, you're not going to make it, or you know, you kind of don't want to be with that person anymore, just why don't you leave the person? Why make it more complicated on yourself?
Yeah,
it'd be better for you to break up with them and then go hoe around while being in a relationship.
That's true. What if that person like cheated on them and they wanted to get payback? by like double cheating on them or something like that.
I think that's still wrong because, like, I don't know. I think that's wrong because why are you with a person that you're gonna want a revenge for? Just forget about them.
So you're saying if like you're in a relationship and that person cheated on you, but like inside of you, you're like, I want to get him back, you wouldn't do it?
No, because that's not me.
That's not you?
No, I don't think so. Like, if someone cheated on me, first of all, I wouldn't even fucking have contact with the person.
Yeah.
But if I did...
What a liar. Like, you would contact them.
I would not, Brian.
You like confrontation. What are you talking about?
I do not like confrontation. Fuck that. I'm 23. I'm a 23-year-old man. I don't do that no more.
23 and lying.
I cannot believe you're 22. You're so lucky.
I know. Huh? I'm still young.
What are you trying to say? So am I.
No, you're 23. I'm 22. It's a difference.
So what are you trying to say? That Elaine's old?
Nah, you're just old. Look, Elaine's going to die past us. She's going to live longer than us. So she's basically young compared to us.
She's going
to
outlive us?
Yeah. Where's Elaine? She's at work right now. She's about to come home like in, I don't know, like 20 minutes. She's getting out of work late.
Shit, that fucking sucks.
I know. But it's okay. What's it called? I was going to tell you something. Would you... So, say that that person that you were in a relationship cheated on you, but you guys were together for, like, 5 years, and they knew they made a mistake. And, like, say they didn't go too far. They just kissed. Would you forgive them and stay with them, or would you just leave them?
The person I am today and with the experiences I've had to, like, up to now... I would say no, fuck them. Like, they fucked up. Like,
yeah,
you're with that person for, you think forever, you know what I mean? And you think you're the only one.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe if I was in a 5-year relationship and that happened to me, maybe I'd be like, yeah, I would forgive them. But in this moment, no, I would not.
What if it wasn't, like, they never kissed, they never smashed? What if it was just, like, an emotional kind of cheating? Like, they went to them for, like, everything. And you didn't even
I don't believe in emotional cheating. I don't believe in that. I don't. That's called having a fucking friend. You know what I mean? It's like that's literally being a friend. Like the opposite sex or the same sex friends for your partner is able to have someone that they confide in and rant to and have a connection. Where it's like, yeah, I trust you and I love this person with my heart, you know, like my secrets and stuff like that. That's not fucking cheating.
But what if they were never friends before you got in that relationship? And as soon as like you guys got together and like a couple months later, he met somebody at work or he just met somebody and like he just had that emotional. He gave himself emotionally to that person, but not to you. That wouldn't be emotional cheating to you?
Not really. Like, again, like, I feel like there would be boundaries set. Like, obviously, you know, if, like, if you're texting this person, you know, late at night, that's kind of shady.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call it cheating, but I feel like that's shady.
Yeah.
And if there's signs of cheating, then, like, yeah, that's fucking cheating. But, no, I don't think so.
I think I would consider that cheating, emotional.
But emotional cheating is the dumbest shit ever. Like it's, it doesn't exist. It's emotions. It's humans. Everybody, every human being has emotions and can make friends and make connections. Mm-hmm. For example, when Dennis started working at Risa's, me and him hit it off first day he started working. And he was in a relationship. Mm-hmm. We started hanging out. But obviously there's fucking boundaries. You know what I mean? Now, if we stepped over those boundaries, then yeah, that's cheating,
huh? Yeah. I don't know. It's because, say Elaine met some guy at work and she did that. I would legit be like, what the fuck? That's cheating. Like, that's what the heck? Like, I'd get mad.
But I just think that's being insecure, though.
Nah, I think it's more like, because Elaine would feel the same way if I did that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't think it's insecure. It's more like, how come you're going to somebody else to talk about your emotions and not doing that with me, you know?
But that's unhealthy, though.
That's because unhealthy.
I think that's very unhealthy mentality. Because your partner, yeah, they're your partner, but they don't have to tell you every single thought in their head or every single little thing that they're thinking of. Like, if they're talking with somebody and they're ranting to somebody, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's just kind of looking for advice or kind of just wanting to de-stress by letting it out. But maybe they don't want to do it with you because there's going to be an argument or they just don't want to bring up that conversation yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's toxic. So, not toxic. Just.
I would say it's a little toxic.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say it's a toxic. I don't know. It's kind of like, it's because I'm thinking of more like an exaggeration. Like, if they're communicating more with that person than me, I'm like, what the heck? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not getting that communication back. You're only communicating with that other person of the opposite sex. And I would be like, I'd be mad because I feel like that's cheating on me. You don't think that at all?
I don't. Again, that's never happened to me. So I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not happened to me either, but I'm just like giving an example because, you know, there has been people where like they've been together for years and years and like at some point they just don't communicate with their significant other and they just communicate with like somebody else about you know what I mean? Because some people just shut off emotionally.
I see that, but I feel like that's a like a relationship thing. I feel like that's an area where you guys would have to like talk and like go over it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. That's understandable.
But at the same time, I'm a very trusting person. Mm. And I'm very much like, if I was in a relationship and you're like, hey, I'm going to go out with my gay best friend and blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, cool. Just don't do anything fucking stupid, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I didn't know you were that trusting.
Yeah. I'm very, I'm not going to control nobody. I'm not going to tell anybody who to talk to and who not to talk to. But the second you like cross that line, mm-hmm. then yeah, then it's like, then that's where it's like, oh, bitch, you want to be funny? Then it's be funny.
Yeah. But do you think you're too trusting? Like, do you think you have like...
Yes. No, because if a person told me, hey, I used to have a thing with this person or I used to have a fling with this person, but we're just friends now, so we're going to hang out. Maybe I would kind of be like,
A little sus.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Uh-huh. But if they're like, hey, we've been friends for 10 years and, you know, nothing's ever happened. We're going to hang out. Then I'd be like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's like, hey, we're going to go to the club. Cool. Have fun. Message me when you're home at 3 a.m. Uh-huh. But if I find out you did something in the club, then that's a fucking problem.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
To bring it back to the emotional cheating thing, I think like emotional cheating is like that first step to like actually starting to cheat. You know what I mean? Because
I can see that.
Because, you know, I feel like a lot of the people that I've met in my life, like, they'll have, like, they'll be husband and wife with somebody. And, like, when they come to work, they start talking to the guys, like, a little different. And, like, it's, like, a little flirty. And I'd be like, what the heck? Like, that's kind of crazy. And then at some point, like, one of the guys are going to be like, I think I have a chance with her. Like, you know, I might see what's up.
But if they don't know they're in a relationship, that's not their fault. Now that comes into the responsibility of your partner. They're either going to, again, cross that line and be flirty and break your trust. Or in that moment, they're going to be like, yo, like, I'm sorry you got the wrong impression, but I'm in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't know. I just think it depends on boundaries and stuff, I guess.
That's true. I was talking to somebody today and they told me about somebody that he was with this one girl for like 2 years and she started working at Olive Garden and I guess she cheated on him. I don't know if they made out or they made it past like smashing and all that, but she cheated on him and I guess after that that's when she told him that I cheated on you and all that. And I was like, dang. How would you react if, like, you were with somebody for 2 years and they cheated on you with a coworker?
Fuck, I don't know, dude. That's tough because I don't know, like, okay. So, right now I'd probably be like, all right, then, bitch, fuck you. I'm gone. I'm deleting you. Like, yeah. I don't do this shit. But maybe if I did experience that, maybe I would be like, damn, like, I'm fucking hurt. Like, I would probably fucking cry, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how I would react. I would like to think I'd be like, bitch, fuck you. I'm gone. You'll never see me again. But who knows? Maybe I would break down.
Yeah. It's tough because, like, to be honest, Sebastian, I feel like if you're working in a restaurant or, like, fast food, you're probably going to get cheated on.
Brian.
I'm just being honest. I feel like
those assumptions. Those are assumptions that you have that are kind of don't kind of make sense.
I don't know, Sebastian. When I worked at fast food, I feel like there's always been like people cheating on somebody, all this. Like there's always been that little drama.
Okay. Have you ever cheated on someone?
Have I?
Be honest. Be honest.
I think I have, yeah. I just can't remember right now, but I think
that's
I have.
So wrong of you.
Yeah, but I was young. I'm not gonna do that at this point. Like I'm too old for that type of stuff. Like if you cheat now, it's kinda dumb. Like you're a grown ass adult, like if you're not happy in a relationship or you just don't see yourself with that person anymore, just break up with them. There's no point in like staying together.
Honestly, I don't understand cheating. I honestly, genuinely don't. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I haven't crossed a situation where I've, like, thought of cheating, which
hold on, Sebastian. Estoy grabando.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah, lo estamos haciendo aquí. She's always asking me, Sebastian.
She knows what?
She was just asking, because remember how we said we're going to record at the house?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, Sebastian's going to come, Mom. And my mom was like, where's Sebastian? And I was like, oh, well, we're recording right now. We're doing it over the phone.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. But keep going, Sebastian. Sorry, I cut you off.
Honestly, I forgot.
It's because Sebastian, like, I don't understand how people can cheat. Like you're hiding a whole ass relationship. Like, that's a lot of work, man. I'm a lazy person. Like, there's no point in me doing that.
No, it's not even about the work. It's just genuinely like, why are you going to waste someone's time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you really don't, like, if you really don't think you can keep your freaking hormones in check
mm-hmm.
and you think you're going to be a hoe,
mm-hmm.
bitch, go be a hoe. No one gives a fuck. Mm-hmm. Just don't bring someone else into it and potentially, you know, fuck up their life. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's the persons that cheat that be posting on, like, Snap or Facebook or something like that. They're like, I wish I could be cuddled up with somebody like this.
Yeah, well, did you see my post recently?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Where I was like,
Why are you putting my name out there, huh? What was it about?
No one. It was just like, all the people who preach the most about this are like... Mm-hmm. The ones that are like
that don't do it
exactly, like you know, as
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, have you cheated on somebody?
So it's a little complicated, and I only say that it's a little complicated.
If it's complicated, just say yes.
Oh. Damn it. The only reason I say, it was weird because look, I was in a relationship for one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we both, I don't know, it's weird because we both knew that shit was not, like yeah. We were going to break up with each other that same fucking day.
Yeah.
So then like I literally went to go hook up with somebody, but I don't know if that's cheating or not.
Nah, if you knew like it wasn't gonna be, if you guys both
were both kind of like, yeah, this is not like, bitch, I'm about to break up with you in like an hour. Like, we legit broke up right after. Like, we were like, yeah, nah, we're good.
Funny.
So yeah.
Has somebody ever cheated on you?
No, I don't. I've always had the suspicion that my ex did cheat on me because he was a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very shady, but I didn't realize it because it was my first relationship.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely do think he cheated on me. I can't say yes, but I feel like he did.
So if you did learn he was cheating on you, how would you react? I know you said right now you react differently, but how would you react back then if you found out?
Well, I was 19 and I honestly didn't even like the dude. Mm-hmm. So I would probably been like, okay, like I'm done with you. Like I would probably use that as an excuse
mm-hmm.
to just break up.
But oh, yeah, is this the guy that you were like, I don't even want to be with him?
Yeah. And then he said something wrong and I was like, yeah, I'm breaking up with you because you said that.
That's funny. That's like the funniest reason for a breakup. It's not funny, but it's kind of like unexpected type of reason for a breakup.
Yeah, literally, I was waiting for any little excuse. I was waiting for him to fuck up so I could be like, yeah, I'm done.
If you found out he was cleaning his booty hole standing up, you would have been like, it's over. If you don't sit down and clean it, then you're not for me.
Very fucking that.
Did you see that Shakira found out that her husband was cheating on her because when she came back from her tour, she saw that her jam was like somebody ate it?
Yes, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. What's something that you would notice and be like, he's cheating on me? That was a little tough.
I don't know. That's a hard one. I don't know.
If I go on Elaine's YouTube and there's nothing but sports stuff on there, that means she's cheating on me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I have a brain fart.
No, you're good.
I don't even think I was gonna say anything. I think I'm
what
just...
what if you were living with this person and like they came home from work and they would immediately hop in the shower?
Yeah, I wouldn't think much of it.
You wouldn't think much of it? No, what if that person came home and like they smelled like cologne?
Oh yeah, like we would probably have a discussion. And I would probably be like, be honest right now, like be for real. I promise I won't get mad.
Be fucking for real.
I'm like, I won't get mad if you tell me the truth, I promise.
Mm-hmm. And then you get mad.
And then I get mad.
Oh my god. Like a Mexican mom.
Literally though.
That's crazy. What else was I gonna say? What's up?
Guess what I did over the weekend?
You went to Flagstaff.
No. I bought 2 Lego sets.
Wow. That doesn't sound like you.
I know. The White House and the Statue of Liberty.
Wow. You're white.
Fuck you. I have to show you the... I'm going to have to send you the pictures. They look so freaking cool, dude.
Oh, you already finished?
Yeah, I finished both of them.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, it took me like 6-7 hours each.
Oh my god. Yeah, time.
Yeah, I did. I mean, it was a 3-day weekend.
Damn. That's true. MLK Day. I was going to tell you if you wanted to record on MLK Day, but I was like, nah, I'm tired.
Oh, fuck that.
What's it called? Me and I went to Flagstaff today, Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And it was crazy. Like, it was snowing. It was raining. It was, like, going ham. I could barely see the road, to be honest. What's up, big girl? Elaine's here.
Hey, Elaine.
Hi.
We were talking about cheating.
Cheating about?
How Sebastian would cheat on people.
No, he wouldn't.
You don't think Sebastian would cheat?
No.
I think Sebastian would cheat.
I would not cheat.
If Sebastian saw some nice white cheeks, he would smash.
No.
What a liar.
That's a hard no.
I was ready.
Freaking tired. Dude, I'm laying in bed and I'm literally fucking falling asleep.
Well, he's calling you boring.
Nah. It's because he barely got to work at 6 o'clock. Huh, Sebastian?
Yes, I'm so freaking tired.
Oh.
Damn, Elaine, really?
When
y'all message me, when Elaine messages me, hey, the baby's born, I'm like, no one asked.
That's a good one.
Yeah, when you're the godfather?
Oh.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Sebastian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It. Oh, yeah, Elaine? Well, you just got home from work.
Sebastian just got home like 3 hours ago from work.
Yeah, and that's why I informed you I just got home. Because I didn't ask.
She got your ass. Put some respect on baby mama with all the drama.
With all the drama. I love that video. It literally cracks me up.
What video?
The one where Elaine is shady. And then you're like, see, you say I'm the one that always starts stuff. And then you put 2 minutes later or like a week later. And I'm like, yeah. You're like, oh, that's my baby mama with all the drama. And I was like, oh, definitely with all the drama.
It's because we just match each other's energy, Sebastian.
Period. I love it.
I was going to say something, but I forgot. Oh, you know Sebastian does Lego sets now?
Does he?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He did the White House and the Statue of Liberty. I know he's white, huh?
Pictures are he's lying.
Huh? Pictures are he's lying? Well, I don't know. He has pink eye right now.
Brian, shut up. You're mad annoying.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Okay, tell me why, though. I was laughing, though, because I was going to retweet it last time. And I was going to be like, honestly, I went off on this picture. But then I was like, no, I have a lot of friends now.
Sebastian cracks me up. What's it called? Did you see Sebastian's tweet about how people preach about this and that?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, you liked it?
Did you?
No. I don't like his tweets anymore. Because
he didn't like anything.
Because every time I like and comment on his stuff, you know what he does? He doesn't respond back.
Yeah, I do, Brian.
What a hater.
You're such a liar.
Never me. Oh, but I was talking about Flagstaff. Sebastian, we went to Flagstaff, right? And we went up, like, this little road. And, like, it was nothing but snow. And I had my dad's truck. And we were parking on the side of the road so, like, the kids could get on the snow. And Sebastian, the minute I was trying to, like, brake so the truck would slow down, it started sliding.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, my God. And I had to press, like, the brake hard. And, like, there was this truck in front of us. And I swear, I was like, damn, I'm about to hit this car. Huh, baby? Mm-hmm. We were like, we weren't close to hitting it at all. But still, it was kind of like, oh, my God, this truck is moving and I'm braking hard.
It's super, dude, it's really dangerous driving in the snow. I hate driving in the snow. Well, I've never driven in the snow. But, like, it's honestly just, it seems very fucking dangerous.
We were going to go to Prescott, remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were going to go to Prescott because I guess it was snowing there too, but. Elaine's nephew wanted to go to Flagstaff, so we were like, well, I guess we're going to Flagstaff.
Aw.
We were thinking about going to Payson, too, but we're like, nah.
Your nephew looks so different, Elaine. He looks big now. Both your nephew and your niece.
Yeah.
You posted pictures of
them? I saw them in the baby shower, Brian.
When was the last time you saw him? Before that?
No, I think he's talking about Mark and Manny.
I think he's talking about JJ.
But they didn't go to the baby shower.
Oh, yeah. I think you're confusing them.
Never mind then. Okay, never mind. I thought those two playing were JJ and your niece.
Nah.
No.
Sebastian's like completely.
Oh, never
mind. He forgot their skin color and everything.
Why didn't they go to the baby shower?
They were with their mom.
Got it. Okay.
We wanted them to go, but they couldn't go.
A lot of stuff was going on. I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, why the fuck y'all grow so fast?
He had a gross spray out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what I thought happened. I was like, dang, has it really been that long?
He's like, what's going on here?
Oh, no, it's crazy.
Wait, Sebastian.
Yes.
What's up?
So you're saying that if Brian was talking bad about me on social media, you wouldn't tell me? Like, he was just like, he was like exposing our business. Yeah, like he's like, Elaine's such a bad mom, this and that, that and this.
She doesn't even let me see my child.
Well, I think she doesn't let me see my child is very much different than talking shit. But I don't know. I feel like if Brian was going off on social media about you, like I would probably message Brian and be like, hey Brian, like honestly, like chill out, like what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like that's just petty shit.
Call me Big Poppy.
No, I would never call you Big Poppy. But
you just called me right now.
That's what you are. Yeah, but am I wrong for that or what?
No, just asking.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because I don't think you would need that stress. You know what I mean? Like, well, like I feel like it's very shady of me to be like, hey, Elaine, like Brian saying this, and this about you. Like, what do you think?
That's true because he's more your best friend.
Yeah, so it would kind of be like, I would be kind of trying to get...
Wow, he admitted he don't care about you as much as me.
Brian, and you say you're not a freaking instigator.
Sorry that I like twisting your words.
Yeah, clearly.
Have you seen The Last of Us?
No.
You should watch it. You like The Walking Dead, right?
No.
I thought you liked The Walking Dead.
Sebastian, you're confused for someone else.
Oh, Brian, really?
I forgot it's my other gay best friend.
Yeah, I'm fucking sure it is.
Yeah, his name's Ricardo.
Well, tell Ricardo I'll be waiting.
I'm just kidding. That's my sister's boyfriend. I'm gonna send a recording of this and send it to him so he knows you said that. Sebastian. He's gone forever. Let's just talk trash about him for like the next minute until he connects. Sebastian. Well, I think that's it, guys. Sebastian. It's been 30. Sebastian, I don't even know what happened. Well, it's been 30 minutes anyway, so that's a good amount of time. All right, guys. Do you want to say anything?
No.
No? Bye. What happened? She got nervous. Well, guys, me and Aline have one more month until our kid is born, so we'll see what happens. When do you think he's going to be born?
In the end of January.
In the end of January? I'm going to also say at the end of January. So right now it's January 18th. Mm-hmm. January 18th. Aline's birthday is like this weekend. And I wouldn't be surprised if this kid comes out on her birthday at all. But it's going to suck for me because now I have two birthdays in January if he's born at the end of January.
It'll be fun because we have Christmas, our birthdays, and then Valentine's.
Yeah, I'm going to be broke. I have to spend money on her on Christmas and the baby on Christmas. And then I have her birthday, and then I have the baby's birthday. And then there's Valentine's Day, and then guess whose birthday is on March? My birthday. That's a lot of spending out there. And that doesn't even count her other nephew that's also has a birthday in February. Mm-hmm. Pray for me, guys. Is there anything else? I think I'm going to do a... So, it cut off. I don't know what happened. But when Elaine's about to give birth and all that, I am going to record it or vlog it, whatever. And then I'll probably post it on the YouTube channel for the Gay Guy, Straight Guy podcast. I think what most likely is going to happen is that we're going to be separated. And then she's going to call me. I'm probably going to be... You think I'm going to be at work or school? Yeah, we're going to be separated. Like, no, we're going to be together, but like you're going to be here and I'll be somewhere else. But what do you think I'm going to be? Do you think I'm going to be at work or school?
I think you're going to be at work.
I'll say work too. I'm probably going to be at work when she's like, I'm about to give birth. So I'm going to start. I'm going to run to the house, get the camera, vlog it, and then I'll probably record her giving birth.
Just kidding. She don't want to see her face like
he's
that.
He's going to faint.
You think I'm going to faint?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I think that's it. That's all I wanted to talk about. Well, guys, Sebastian at the end just left us. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he got busy sucking his toes or sucking his pinky. One more time. Okay, guys, I guess I'm going to do it one more time. And if he doesn't come in clutch, this will be goodbye until 2 weeks from now. Hello?
Hey.
What happened?
I don't know. My phone just started acting.
It acted up again.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
You can?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, I was like, damn.
And I can hear Elaine laughing in the back.
We were talking about, because for some reason it just cut out, and we were just talking about how I'm going to vlog the whole experience of Elaine giving birth when it happens.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
No, he's going to faint when it happens.
Yeah.
Brian, do you think you're going to faint?
Low key, I'm going to faint.
Just don't look at the hoo-ha. Just grab Elaine's hand and breathe with her. Don't look where the baby's coming out.
What if this doctor does some funny stuff?
Brian, how are you going to do some funny stuff?
I don't know. People are weird. People smash dead bodies.
Oh, true.
That's very true.
I got you with that one, huh?
Some people do smash people that are under anesthesia.
Anesthesia? That's right. Oh, that's right.
Isn't it like, especially with dentists?
Anywhere.
Well, it's easier with the dentist because their mouth is open and like they're...
Sometimes I heard in Mexico, or I read something in Mexico, when they get a BBL, they do it.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
You gotta be careful out here.
That's crazy.
But Sebastian, do you think Elaine's going to give birth at the end of January or do you think she's going to do it like in February?
Well, when is she due?
February 15th.
That's close. She could be due. No, I don't think she'll be due in January. I think she'll give birth like the first week of February. That's a really big possibility.
Me and Elaine are saying end of January.
Really? Elaine, how do you feel? Like, do you feel like it's going to come soon?
I feel like he is going to come soon.
Well, you shouldn't probably not be driving anymore.
I have to work.
She has to work. She wants to work.
Oh, period. That's period. That's a strong mother right there.
She don't need me. Huh, baby? That's right. Yeah. I was going to say something else, too. What was I going to say? Oh, Sebastian, I'm going to be struggling because it's going to be Christmas. I have to buy presents for her and Adonis. And then January, it's her birthday. And then it's going to be Adonis' birthday. And then it's Valentine's Day. That's like five things I have to do.
Don't forget, Sebastian's birthday is in November.
Right. I was literally just going to say that. Thank you, Elaine. I was going to say, you forgot a really important birthday, and that's obviously mine.
Well, Sebastian, you know what you could be thankful for?
What?
These nuts in your mouth.
I'm just fucking annoying, Brian. I can't stand your ass.
Guys, that's good, huh?
I got it, that's good, huh?
Elaine's fucking cracking up.
You can't stand your ass. Brian, I have a question.
What's up?
When's the Rage Room?
It is.
Is it this Saturday?
Yeah, it's her birthday.
Elaine, your birthday's this Saturday?
Yeah.
Wow, so we should have done something that she could have gone to.
But she can't do anything.
And she can. We can go to the movies. We can have dinner.
I told her we should cancel and then we could just do something else. Like, let's go to the movies. I think
we should go to the movies and watch Avatar.
We haven't even seen the first one.
You sounded so excited to
take you too. You sound like me when I said let's go watch Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well then never mind. Have you all seen Megan?
Oh, I have not seen that, but I heard it's good.
It's really good. I just watched
it. You seen it? Oh well, mm-hmm. I don't want to watch it now. You seen it?
No, yeah, I don't want to watch
it
if you've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think but I spaced out. What'd you say?
I said that we don't want to watch it if you watched it.
Oh well, I think we should do something. I do not have bad taste, Brian.
And movies,
Brian. You like Star Wars? That says enough.
You like Star Wars?
I like the older ones, not the new ones. Lena. Me and Sebastian legit were bored in the movies. I don't know why I would like those.
Yeah, Brian was like, "Let's watch the move, the 3 hour mind."
Sebastian, you were low key hyped too. What are you talking about?
No, the fuck I was not, Brian. Yeah. I literally just went because you were hyped up.
Well, what other movie was there to watch?
Nothing, so I don't know why we went. Honestly, that would have been a good one.
We did watch that, and we walked out of that too.
Did we really?
Yes.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we walked out and went to go watch Ant-Man.
Tell me. I feel like I remember that.
Yeah, you and Sabrina did not like it.
Is that really what happened?
Yes, we went to go watch it, and I was like, It's pretty good, guys. I've seen it before, and you guys were like, "This is whack. It's not good at all." Because I don't know what you didn't like about it. I think you didn't like the music, or like how. Yeah, I think it was like the music. You didn't like it.
Interesting. I feel like I remember that, but I feel like it was a fever dream. Interesting. I think we should do something all three of us. We can have a picnic. It hasn't been hot lately. We can have a cute picnic. I don't know, something that Elaine can do. How are we going to go to a Rage Room on our fucking birthday?
I don't know, huh?
Well, I asked you what day you're available. You said that day. I'm not going to make it about me.
Well, I forgot it was like, I'm not going to lie. I didn't even know it was your birthday this
month.
You're
making them stutter, baby.
I'm like, I'm not even going to lie. I didn't even know your birthday was in January. So honestly, like, I don't know why you didn't tell me like, hey, dude, like, it's my birthday on that day. I would have been like, oh, shit.
Yeah, Sebastian, low-key when she was telling me January 21st, I was like, I feel like we're doing something that day. Huh?
Weak as fuck.
I didn't say that? Oh, it was just like...
Yeah, like, put him January on blast, 21st. Elaine. Yeah, put him on blast.
Yeah, Mr. Rada Rada. Low-key, I feel like when I stutter, I sound like that guy from Chowder that says Rada Rada. Rada Rada.
I've never heard of that.
You never seen Chowder?
No. What the fuck is Chowder?
You seen Chowder, right, baby? No?
No.
What the heck were you guys watching? Justin Bieber or what?
We were thinking Justin Bieber, maybe.
Maybe.
I have to poop so bad.
Wow, Brian Jr., what?
I know you should have copied my style.
Sorry, Brian, but I'm coming for your gig. Oh my god, can we talk about me going to San Francisco though?
When are you going?
I'm literally so excited for it. We're going April, me and my sister.
How come you didn't invite me?
Because it's a siblings trip.
Wow. Are you going to go to Alcatraz?
No. So I saw the tickets. Okay, so it's kind of weird because suddenly everybody knows that Alcatraz is in San Francisco. Tell me why I didn't know that fucking prison was in there. I was just like, oh. I know what Alcatraz is, but I didn't know it was in San Francisco.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was in Germany or something.
What? Sebastian, that makes no sense.
I swear to you, I thought it was like in Germany.
Why would Americans be in a German jail?
I don't know.
That's funny.
But yeah, we're going to go. We already have our plane ticket. We already have our concert ticket. And we already have our hotel booked.
Oh, what are you guys going to look at for the concert?
Muna.
Oh, that girl.
I'm going to watch him, that band. It's not a girl. It's a band.
Oh, it's a band?
Yeah, it's a band.
Okay.
Go ahead. No, it was good. She said, how long are you going to stay out there?
We're flying out Tuesday evening, mm-hmm. and we're staying Wednesday, Thursday, coming back Friday.
That's pretty dope. So like 4 days, basically?
Yeah, kind of 4 days. It's a day and a half because we fly out at night. We get there at night, and then when we fly out, it's going to be morning.
Ooh, that's so scary.
Why is it scary?
Because San Francisco is like there's a lot of crime over there.
Brian, don't do that.
No, there is a lot of crime. Like, people break windows.
I'm scared. Don't tell me that.
You should be fine. My cousin lives in San Francisco.
Really? What cousin? Nice. I thought she lived in Cali.
Oh, here comes Toxic Brian asking.
I know, but I thought like in Frenzo or something like that. Toxic Brian? Put some respect on my name. They call me Big Poppy.
You know, Brian. I hate Brian. I ran up to the restroom.
Okay, let's end it.
Should we end it?
Yes. It's been like 40 minutes at least.
Yeah, it has.
Alright, shout out to you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. I'm gonna post a video on YouTube. Don't worry. I didn't like how the last one came out. I didn't look good enough, so I didn't want to post it.
Brian, you're annoying.
You guys could listen to us on YouTube. You guys could listen to us on any podcast app that you guys listen to podcast on. You guys could follow us on Instagram at Gay Guy Straight Guy Podcast. Our YouTube channel is also Gay Guy Straight Guy Podcast. What else do we have? Instagram. Oh, TikTok. We also have a TikTok.
Oh, TikTok.
We haven't been using it lately, but you know, we'll post some stuff sometimes. It's the Gay Guy Straight Guy Podcast. I think that's it. I heard Sebastian has a big zipper, so you know what that means, guys.
Brian, shut the hell up.
Yeah, the big socks.
You're annoying.
Oh. I was going to say if you're going to poop right now.
No, I'm literally, it's so funny though, because literally right now, I'm actually walking to the restroom, and I'm actually going to get a toilet paper because I don't have any more.
Imagine who's going to fart, like, you just hear it all.
Total.
Yeah, bye, guys. We appreciate it.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.